Kaksituhattaseitsemäntoista A. Englanti. Listening comprehension. Text A. The Eurovision Song Contest. You will hear the text twice. First, straight through, and then in shorter sections. Mark your answers on the answer sheet during the pauses of the second listening.
The Eurovision Song Contest is a competition that has become a worldwide phenomenon with over 200 million viewers. We only see a fraction of the preparations required for a successful contest. In addition to the singers and musicians, the show needs dancers, producers, fashion designers, sound experts, and many other professionals. An event of this scale is also a great opportunity for the organizing country to utilize their position commercially. But let us have a look at the very beginning of this massive contest. It all started in Italy when Sergio Pugliese from the Italian television channel, RAI, came up with the idea of having a singing competition that would involve several singers from many different countries in Europe. The idea was later accepted by the European Broadcasting Union, EBU, and the first contest took place in Switzerland on the 24th of May, 1956. The ultimate aim of the contest was to build bridges between nations in a divided Europe after the World Wars. There was also another reason for organizing such a great event, which was to test the live broadcast technology of that time. The rules of the first contest stated that each participant was to sing in the national language of the country with a live orchestra. No playback tracks were allowed. The music would usually project the ideas and styles of each decade. In the 21st century, the music has often included elements of contemporary music spiced with indigenous effects. As time passed, it became clear that the contest needed to be renewed in many different ways. First of all, the end of the Cold War in the early 90s increased the number of participating countries tremendously. It became more difficult for the live orchestra to master several dozens of songs. Also, counting the points took too much time. As a result, the contest was modernized in the 90s in a way that the live orchestra ceased to exist. Playback tracks were now allowed, and the choice of language became free. These changes were good, but did not resolve the problem of too many countries entering the contest. Either some countries had to be dropped out due to their poor performance, or qualifying rounds had to become the norm. The organizers chose the latter option. In 2016, another change in the contest occurred as the system of counting the points changed. This time, the combined points from the national jury and the televotes were announced separately in order to save the excitement of the winner until the last minute. What will happen in the contest this year? That is yet to be seen.